to be so happy, Peter?
Well, I'm absolutely stuck at this. I should have thought the least you could have done was to show a bit of loyalty and support.
I'm sorry, darling. We've been into this more than once already. I can't come with you to see the headmaster
but
today.
If I go and see him on my own, it'll look as if he's only got one parent in this household.
Of course it won't. Just say I'm at work.
He's going to think you don't care about Jeremy's welfare enough to come. It'll just look as if he's got two parents in the other camp and only one in this one. Because Matt and Lynn will both be there. You can bet your life on that.
Well, they can both take time off.
If something like this had happened when I was working at Abercrombie, you'd have expected me to take time off.
I wouldn't have expected you to miss an important meeting, Peter. In the normal run of things, of course I'd have taken a couple of hours off. But as I've already explained, Wednesday afternoon is the only time this week that Milton can see me.
Well, can't you see him next week?
He's going away next
week. Well, the week after, then.
Peter, the things I have to discuss with Milton simply can't be left. We need more staff, I need more money, and the staff on the paper want their allowances upgraded.
But, darling, Jeremy's in trouble and he needs our help, both of us.
I don't want Jeremy to be unhappy any more than you do, Peter. But I'm sure if you explain to the head all about the upheaval since Christmas, your father being here and Jeremy going to Lynn's, he'll see that it's just a reaction to all that.
But why does he want to see Lynn and Matt as well? All four of us, he said.
Was the egg more as you'd like it this morning, Arthur?
Hmm? Oh, yes, much better, thank you.
Good.
I don't know how they get to the positions they do, some of these people.
Who?
These people in charge of nationalized industries. Complete fools, most of them.
Well, I don't know that one can generalize.
Child could make a better job of it than some of them.
Yes, it's very likely. Oh, did I tell you that the builders are coming in to measure up for your kitchenette today, Arthur?
What?
The builders are coming in to measure up for your kitchenette. You will be in, won't you, to let them in?
I do wish you wouldn't use words like kitchenette, George.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
The English language is becoming completely bastardized. Kitchenette. It's almost as bad as carvery.
Yes. You will be in, though.
If you insist. I thought you said you were going to get Cliff to put in my kitchen.
No. I said I wasn't going to get Cliff to do it. The airing cupboard is empty, so I don't suppose they will inconvenience you much.
I imagine they will inconvenience me a great deal. Noise and dirt and trailing up and down stairs.
Yes. Well, it's all in a good cause.
I've never been able to understand why we couldn't share this kitchen. We always managed very well at Cane House.
I think it's better if we both have our own kitchen premises, Arthur.
As you wish. The egg may have been cooked better, but tastes it off.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Arthur.
Where do you buy your eggs?
Oh, I got those at the supermarket, I believe.
I thought so. You should go to Kindersley's. Oh. It's the only place to buy decent eggs.
It's not always easy to get up there, though, is it?
I don't find any difficulty.
Oh, well, in that case, perhaps you wouldn't mind going...
Forgive me if I'm talking out of turn, George, but would it not have been a great deal cheaper to employ your son-in-law, or rather Kath's son-in-law, to install my kitchen?
Yes. It probably would have been.
But you decided not to.
Well, Cliff's very busy, what with his carpentry course and working over the pub, and I thought if he did it, I'm sure he'd make a good job of it, but it would take him a lot longer. I thought it'd be less trying for you if you got it over quickly. I thought I'd do better to get a firm of professionals in.
There's someone at the door.
Yes, it's for the top flat. Yes, they don't usually have visitors this time of the day.
Seems to me that they have visitors at all hours of the day and night.
I better go and see who it is. Oh, dear, what have I taken on? Oh, yes, can I help you?
Forgive me, please. I want to speak with Mr. Pengelly.
Yeah. Oh, well, you better go on up.
Rob! Wake up.
Alexis, what are you doing here?
What time is it?
Oh, it's early. I'm sorry I wake you, Rob. I have to talk to you.
Who let you in?
Your landlord. He said I can come up.
Oh.
He's something very important. I have to say to you, Rob.
Yeah?
Yes. Zoe, she has asked me to live with her.
Zoe?
Yes. The rich lady in the restaurant, you remember?
Oh, Mrs. Fennel.
Yeah.
Bad luck.
No, he's not a bad luck. You don't understand. She's a very sexy lady, you know, and very rich. She wants me to stop work to be with her all the time.
And you want to do that?
She's a very sexy lady.
Oh, I don't know what you're telling me all this for, mate. Oh, it's Matt you should be telling.
He's what I am going to do, but you understand. He's very difficult for me to tell him this. Mr. Breyer has been very good to me, and Mr. Breyer, he needs me.
Yeah, well, I'm not telling him for you, if that's what you want.
No, he's not what I want. I want for you to do my job with Mr. Breyer.
What? Bath him, you mean? All that sort of thing?
Yes. He teach you to do the massage.
No, hang on a minute. Look, have you talked to him about this?
No, but you have done it before when I had my leg broken.
Oh, yeah, but I can't do it all the time.
But why can't you do it all
because
the time?
Because I can't, Alexis.
Oh, Rob. You are my mate, no? You are my buddy. It's not difficult. Get up, I show you the massage.
I'm not getting up, and I'm not taking over your job as Matt's valet.
But you have done it. I tell you what, Rob, I go around later on this morning, tell Mr. Breyer you're happy to do my job.
Oh, dear. That's trouble with this house is that one could never feel alone in it.
Sorry? Did you say something?
No. I just wonder if I might trouble you. May I pass?
Oh.
I'd like to go up to my room.
Certainly, Arthur. Lovely morning, isn't it?
Tolerable, I suppose. If I may say so, I think you're wasting your time brushing the stairs.
Oh?
Yes. Mr. Underdown has a firm of building contractors coming in this afternoon.
Oh, no.
Dear, the telephone. Just when I'm halfway upstairs.
Shall I get it?
Would you?
Of course. Hello? Oh, yes, certainly. Arthur, it's Peter.
Oh. Well, I'll take it on the upstairs extension. Peter, hello.
Father, I'm ringing to ask you a favour.
I might have known.
Well, I have to go and see Jeremy's headmaster this afternoon.
Oh? Nothing untoward, I hope. He's working hard.
Oh, I think so.
Well, he can only do his best.
Well, the thing is, Father, I've managed to park the twins with the mother from the playground, but the child Abigail was supposed to be spending the afternoon with has got measles.
Oh, dear.
I was hoping you might be able to look after her for an hour or two.
Well, it'll be very difficult, Peter. There are going to be builders here.
Oh, well, you could come round here.
Well, I told George I'd stay here to let them in.
Oh.
Although, come to think of it, I don't think it would matter too much if they didn't start for a day or two. Yes, certainly, Peter. I'll be glad to look after Abigail this afternoon.
Are you telling me that you and Rob have decided between you that he can take over your job?
But Mr. Breyer, that way I am sure you are looked after.
Well, I don't want Rob looking after me. And what's more, I don't want you looking after me either.
Mr. Breyer, you make me feel very bad.
Oh, who is she anyway?
I tell you many times, Mr. Breyer, she is an old sick Greek lady who lives with her husband.
Don't give me that guff. Who is she really?
Oh, okay. She is an English lady, Mr. Breyer.
That's more like it. She's not old and sick either, is she? Where do you meet her, then?
At the restaurant, Mr. Breyer.
And she's offered you a job, bloody poacher.
Not exactly, Mr. Breyer.
What do you mean, not exactly?
Well, she's in love with me, Mr. Breyer.
Well, can't she be in love with you and you still work for me?
But she don't want me to work. She wants me to look after her.
And she can afford to keep you, eh? She must have a bob or two, then.
Oh, yes. She's very rich, Mr. Breyer.
How old is this woman?
Oh, yeah.
She's no chicken, I'll bet.
But she's very sexy.
Alexis, you're nothing but a bloody gigolo.
Mr. Breyer.
And if I had the use of my flaming legs, you'd leave here with a boot in your backside. After all I've done for you. Go on, get out. Go and live with your rich old hag.
Yes, Mr. Breyer. Thank you, Mr. Breyer. Oh, and Mr. Breyer.
Yes?
You don't need to pay me no wages for this week.
I wasn't going to, you Greek prat. Get your stuff out of our house. And don't let me see you round here again, ever.
If you'd just like to take a seat, Mr. and Mrs. Pryor, Mr. Stevens, our headmaster, will see you shortly.
Thank you.
I feel as if I'm about Jeremy's age again, about to get six of the best.
I wonder if Peter and Liz are here yet.
I can't see them, unless they're behind the curtains.
Don't be stupid, Matt. We might be in there with Mr. Stevens now.
Might be.
Mr. and Mrs. Pryor. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
No sign of Mr. and Mrs. Tyson?
Not yet, no.
I usually like to see the two sets of parents together in this situation, but as Mr. and Mrs. Tyson are a little bit late... Oh, perhaps this is Mr. Tyson coming now.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Oh, I'm so sorry I'm late. My father's looking after one of my daughters, and he was late.
Never mind. Not to worry. Mrs. Tyson not with you?
No, she's not. She couldn't make it, I'm afraid. She had an important business meeting.
Ah, well, can't be helped. Come in anyway, all of you, and sit down, and I'll tell you why I've asked you here this afternoon. He's a bright little boy, but he isn't achieving all that he should be. Over the past week, he's been listless and weepy. And now, when he came to us, there were none of these problems. He was full of life.
He was living with me at that time.
Yes, and then I understand he went to live with Mr. and Mrs. Pryor for a few months.
That's right.
And now he's back with you again.
Yes. Well, he went to Linz because my father was ill.
You see, it's not for me to comment on your arrangements, but if I may say so, I think what matters is not so much which set of parents the child lives with, but that he knows which set. He knows where his home is.
Well, as I understand it, his home is with me.
Yes, but of course it's not for me to say which of you should provide that home. There is presumably a court order granting one of you custody.
Yes, I have care and control of Jeremy.
And may I ask, is that in dispute?
Yes, it is.
You see, this is causing a lot of anxiety in Jeremy. This is at the root of his insecurity.
You mean I shouldn't go ahead with it?
I didn't say that.
Because I can assure you I wouldn't be doing this if Jeremy hadn't said he wanted to live with us.
Well, as I said, Mrs. Pryor, I can't decide for you. But for Jeremy's sake, I think it is crucial that you all decide soon where Jeremy will thrive best. And that when you've reached that decision, you want to abide by it. We'll be right back.